Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A new and sweeping partnership is looking at preventing and preparing for worsening wildfires in the West. And as 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budden reports, the first target is Colorado.
The Rocky Mountain Restoration Initiative is a collaboration of 30 different partners, including utility companies, wildlife nonprofits, hunting groups, the Forest Service, and water management agencies. Samantha Albert is deputy director for Colorado's Outdoor Recreation Industry Office, which is also a partner in the collaboration.
So we're in a place now where a collaborative like this, coming together with the various interests, the various backgrounds, they can speak to and bring resources to the table that otherwise might be siloed.
And they're focusing first on a 750,000-acre area in southwest Colorado. Albert says they're still in the planning stages and will be designing and implementing actual on-the-ground strategies throughout this year. Their hope is this collaborative model could expand to other parts of the West. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
Colorado wildlife officials have found evidence of at least six wolves in the state's northwest region, a second indication of a return by the animals after a long absence. Officials say there was evidence of wolves in the same area 2 weeks ago. State wildlife officers found a cow carcass on Sunday. Governor Jared Polis issued a statement yesterday confirming the Colorado Parks and Wildlife discovery and asking residents to make room for the wolves. A question regarding whether to reintroduce endangered gray wolves on public land by the end of 2023 will appear on the November ballot. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.